On day four of the House impeachment investigation, lawmakers heard from EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He says President Trump directed him to speak with his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, about matters related to Ukraine.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
He says Giuliani told him and others within the administration and in Ukraine that a White House meeting was tied to investigations into the 2016 election and Burisma. But Republicans, including counsel Steve Castor, say there's no linkage to the president.
Did the president ever tell you personally about any preconditions for anything?
No.
Okay, so the president never told you about any preconditions for the aid to be released?
No.
The president never told you about any preconditions for a White House meeting?
Personally, no.
To that, the chair, Adam Schiff, had this to say.
My colleagues seem to be under the impression that unless the president spoke the words, Ambassador Sondland, I am bribing the Ukrainian president, that there's no evidence of bribery.
Sondland also said everyone knew what was going on, suggesting it wasn't a secret. He named Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and others. They, in some way or another, deny the allegations. During the second hearing, Laura Cooper, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, says her office got emails about military aid being withheld the same day President Trump asked Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky for a favor over the phone.
That email said that the Ukrainian embassy and House Foreign Affairs Committee are asking about security assistance. The second email was received on July 25th at 4:25 p.m. That email said that the Hill knows about the FMF situation to an extent, and so does the Ukrainian embassy.
President Trump, meanwhile, maintains he did nothing wrong. Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.